cycle through, their hormonal cycle is a 24-hour cycle.
Right.
A woman's cycle operates on a 28-day cycle. Everything a man goes through in one day, it takes a woman to cycle through all those hormones in a month.
Right.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Adulthood is a Project. This is the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life. I'm Charlie and this is my sister Casey and we're your hosts.
In today's episode, we're going to be discussing productivity in the workplace. We're also going to be discussing the ins and outs of how our hormones don't always align with what's expected of us as females. Let's get started.
Whee!
All right.
Okay. Productivity in the workplace. Oof. And hormones.
Hormones. Woo! That's a big discussion.
That it is. That it is.
Okay. I'm in charge of the quiz this week.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like you always get the quizzes on the weeks that we have like really crazy stuff to talk about.
Oh. Interesting.
Like the body neutrality one, I was so scared. And this one, like hormones. I'm like, oh, good God, what is going to happen?
I think you could actually literally like this one.
Okay.
Okay. So what I did with my quiz was, I knew what we were talking about, right? Obviously.
Thank God. That would have been a fun conversation. I'm like, guess what we're discussing today?
Surprise!
Dude, we should try that maybe one time.
Oh. That would be wild.
Yes.
Okay. Thought in our heads about that.
Okay.
You witnessed it right here, folks. We had a brainstorm.
This is how we brainstorm.
So, the whole discussion that we're having today is about how we, as women, our hormones are so much different, and the workday is cycled through 24 hours like a man's hormonal cycle, and women's hormonal cycle doesn't go that way.
Okay.
So, what I came up with is the quiz is about slogans, ad slogans.
Oh, okay.
And so, you're going to name the company that did this ad slogan. The ad slogan is going to be something that would show that basically we're just women living in men's world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, which company ran this ad slogan? The best a man can get.
Gillette.
Yeah.
Best a man can get.
Uh-huh. Choosy moms choose.
Jif.
Yeah. You know, because only moms would bother being worried about what their kids eat.
Obviously.
Duh.
Ah, clearly. Okay, I'm liking this.
Okay. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
The whole time you were saying it, I was like, she just answered it for me, but made for a woman. Like, I had to finish the slogan, and I'm like, no, the, secret?
Yes. Yes.
The deodorant. Okay.
For the woman who really cares.
Oh, Lord. I've got nothing, man.
No, not even a guess. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It's a cleaning product.
Oh, man. Is it like Murphy's oil soap or something?
Oh. What? Dumbass?
We have nothing. Whoa, who changed that button?
It's Tide.
Oh.
Laundry soap.
For the woman who really cares?
For the woman who really cares.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay, yeah, I did not have that one.
Yeah. Because obviously a man wouldn't care about laundry.
Obviously.
All right.
Because he's not cleaning up the peanut butter lunches.
Real men of genius.
Oh, Bud Light. Real men of genius.
It's just, yeah.
Oh, not...
It's Budweiser.
Oh, Budweiser. Oh, okay. Sorry. I sang the slogan.
You did.
Those were hilarious.
They were funny.
When they were out.
But obviously only men would drink beer.
That's why I said Bud Light, because I'm a girl.
Yeah.
Not Budweiser.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Stop being a girl. Go get some Jif and some Tide. Do my laundry.
For real. Oh, man. That was... Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even thought about how companies did that.
Yeah.
But that's a great idea to introduce this, because so much is based on the man's world.
It's a man's world, right?
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's probably a fucking ad slogan from somebody.
It's a man's world. I'm sure it is.
it's really interesting. I feel like specifically with this topic, because work is set up in a 24-hour cycle.
Right.
Because things have to happen each day. And I get that. I can fully comprehend that we have to be productive every day. It's a matter of, we're not set up to be the same type of productive every day.
Correct. Like, men cycle through, their hormonal cycle is a 24-hour cycle.
Right.
And a woman's cycle operates on a 28-day cycle.
Yeah.
Like, the hormones there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, everything a man goes through in one day, it takes a woman to cycle through all those hormones in a month.
Right.
And, yeah, I remember, and I know we'll get into it as we keep going, but I remember the first time I heard about this was probably about a year ago, honestly.
Oh, okay.
And I had never thought about it.
No.
The thought never crossed my mind. It never dawned on me. I knew, some months I'm struggling some days, and other months it is what it is, right?
Yes. Well, and I'll be so honest, I never thought about men having a hormone cycle.
True.
I just have never thought about it. Because nobody looks at a guy in the afternoon and is like, oh my God, is it that time of day? Right? I mean, we don't do that.
For real.
But if I'm getting a little cranky, it's nothing for somebody to be like, oh God, is it that time of the month?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No. I'm just pissed off right now.
Or if you're not pissed off, but maybe you're emotional.
Right.
Oh, it must be getting close to that time, huh?
Must be about that time.
When a guy gets cranky pants before lunch.
Yeah.
Is it that time of day?
Is it that time of day for you? Oh, my God. Okay.
Stay away from him for a little while, huh?
Oh, God. Give him a little 7 hours alone. I don't know.
Someone get him some chocolate.
Do they have Mandol instead of Midol?
Mandol.
But yeah, I had personally never thought about a man having a hormone cycle. And so I'd never even thought about the fact that our days and the way society sets our days up is based on this 24-hour cycle that men have.
Well, I could totally be on a different path here, so if I am, definitely get me back on track here. But we're talking more with the work day
and
what you have to get done. So, back in the day, before we hit the 8-hour work days and all that good jazz, things were done so differently.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? So the idea of men were, doing their hunting, gathering, and women could have those days where they're, this is my laundry week.
Oh, right.
And, this is the week that we all get together and do our canning for the season, or...
Yes.
This is the week where we're doing some of the chopping wood or whatever. Like, the little stuff they might do.
I don't know that the ladies were chopping wood.
Well, just because I learned how to. I feel like they could have
been. She did just learn how to...
I did chop some wood. And so, I was like, they could have been doing that while the guys were out getting meat or something.
Yeah.
Or so, I don't know.
They were definitely, this is going to be maybe a little off, we're going off of that a little bit, but I think, how when women are around each other, We sync up.
Yeah. So they're like, dude, do you want to do anything? No. Do you want to just dye clothes? Yes.
Right. So imagine all the ladies in the community or their little village or whatever. The guys are off hunting and doing their stuff. And it's just like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm just not with it this week. Nobody's with it this week.
Right.
So, you know what we're going to do? This is our week for dusting or what? I don't know. I don't know, whatever.
We're going to sit and sew so we don't have to actually, like,
sewing circle.
Stand up. Yeah.
For sure. So, yeah, I think that, you know, and that was so long ago that.
Right. So then when the 8-hour workday got introduced.
Mm-hmm.
Who chose what 8 hours we're working?
Right.
A man.
Oh.
Obviously. But yeah, it made it to where, for us women, that stuff doesn't match.
It doesn't.
However, when the 8-hour workday started coming around, I don't think women were working that much either.
Right.
So they were still more stay at home.
Yeah.
So some of the expectations on them were still a lot of, it's that time, you know, or I'm not feeling it this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to save that for that week and do these easy chores.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it did set a stage where once the women got into the traditional work.
Yeah.
Our cycles just were out of sync with it sometimes.
We're out of sync. And because work is already in place, right? Business is already run a certain way.
Right.
And now women are entering into the work fields. And we're workforce, sorry.
Yeah.
Work field.
If you could learn how to talk.
It's not that weak for me. But at this point, I think, okay, we've evolved so far. Why can't we get workplaces to evolve? Why are we still on this? We have to stick to
the original cycle that was put into place.
Exactly.
With now so many women in the workforce.
Yeah.
And make it up. I guess I didn't do any research of how many women make up the workforce.
I didn't
either. But I'm going to go with 47%. I don't know.
It's sure.
A good number, right?
Right.
So, you know, what would fit that cycle? And so, as you said, when I first found out about this, I thought the same thing of,
yeah,
why aren't we changing this? There's women CEOs all over the place. There's women ran companies. And we're just so set on this model of when we need to be open for business.
Because we're still doing, it doesn't matter. Like, even if you are a female CEO, you're likely doing business with some male CEO.
And, for sure.
I mean, work is work, right? I just find it so interesting, though, if we could break it down. Women have such strengths.
Yes.
In certain weeks. And, oh man, they could be so much more productive.
So if you understood your cycle.
If you understand your cycle. Yeah.
As a woman, and I think they teach us this when we're 13, 14, health class, being all giggling.
Yeah. It and doesn't, probably embarrassed.
Uh-huh. And then, and you're just told your menstrual cycle.
Yes.
So you got your four phases. So they tell you your four phases. Well, there is productivity and strength that goes with each phase.
Exactly.
I don't remember anyone talking to me about that.
Nobody. No.
So let's break those down a little bit, you think?
I think so.
Okay. So I'll start the first one. Like, the menstrual phase is, you know, days 1 through 5. You're looking at rest, reflection, strategic planning. Like, your mind is doing a lot more mental stuff during that time. Gosh, and I should have checked this up too, because there's also, you can, a little off track, but we'll get right back. You can set your workouts to this too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the time when you're doing your, I don't remember them all, so I'm not even going to try to keep up as we go, but I think the menstrual phase is when you're doing more of your yoga and light, activities.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So that's the menstrual phase, days 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the follicular phase.
Shouldn't have let you have that word.
I can't talk. And that's days 6 through 14. Those days are for creativity, brainstorming, starting new projects.
That you strategically planned the week before.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that might be the running week. I'm kidding. I'm going to stop on those because I really don't remember, but they do go along with it. So, then you're going to run into your ovulatory, which are your days 15 to 17. Okay? So, you got communication, collaboration, put presentations together. Think like you're really working with a team well at this point.
So, it's not that time of the month.
No. No, it's not.
But yeah, so you're ready for more working with a team.
Yeah.
Presenting your ideas that you've already planned 2 weeks ago and started.
Yes.
And now you're ready to present those things.
Yes.
Yep. And then I don't have any clue on that.
Loodle.
Loodle. That's Loodle? Your Loodle.
I think it's Loodle.
Luteal. L-U-T-E-L-E-A-L. L-U-T-E-A-L. I can't speak or spell.
She's the brains behind our operation.
Yes.
I guess.
But only on days 1 through 5.
Obviously.
So that's days 18 through 28. Those are days for detail work, editing, refining, administrative tasks.
Right. Yeah. So then now it's rubbing off.
We're syncing up, yes. Guys.
Here we go. Syncing up. Each phase, you know, brings its own emotional strengths.
Yeah.
But workplaces don't account for that.
Absolutely.
So, mind you, kind of knowing that, unless you're with the same people consistently, you might not be on sync with them anyway.
That's just true.
So my 15 through 17, where I'm ready to communicate, collaborate, and get shit done, she's sitting over here on rest and reflection. And I'm like, dude, come on, let's work together. Let's work. I'm taking a nap.
Yes, I am.
I'm not ready for that. So even women in the workplace can't always adjust. But then you especially add the general idea of the workplace.
Exactly.
It's not like you can say, hey, you have a meeting next week to tell us all about your new project, okay? Ooh, next week's not good. Can you push that back 2 weeks, please?
Yeah.
They're like, no. Like, the whole company needs to move forward.
They have to.
We can't wait 2 weeks to move this project forward. So you're stuck, you know, doing that.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I mean, your workplace doesn't necessarily care.
Yeah.
I think, though, what's interesting to me is, because we've all had those days at work where we are just thinking, oh my gosh, I couldn't get it together today. It seemed like this project is just kicking my ass, and we kind of beat ourselves up, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely.
Whereas if we would stop and recognize what phase of our cycle we're in, and we could focus in on our positives,
yeah, and
the powerful things that we have going on during that phase,
yeah,
we wouldn't be beating ourselves up so much.
Well, that's true, because as you said, every day, you're expected to perform whatever the tasks might be.
Exactly.
And your company does not give a shit.
They don't.
If you're on your period or not.
No.
Get it done.
They don't.
They don't care where you're at in your phase either.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, listen, boss.
In my ovulatory phase?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try that next time.
This is my menstrual phase, so I am not going to be doing yard work today. Sorry, that's not happening. They're like, yeah, but it needs done today.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn it.
Yes.
You're just expected to juggle it all.
You are.
And then, as you said, you might go home and beat yourself up because you weren't.
Yeah. Well, and I'm thinking, you know, as a like when I was teaching, you have your day and you are going through every single thing that you're supposed to be good at during certain weeks. You're going through that in 24 hours for sure. Because you're doing lesson planning, if you're lucky enough to have a lesson planning time, right?
Anytime.
You're presenting constantly. You're trying to come up with new activities. You're collaborating with your team on, what are we doing next week? What's this, you know, this unit going to be about? What do you guys think? You're reflecting, because guess what? If this kid's not getting it, I've got to figure out why. And come up with a new plan. And that is every single day. You don't get a little, oh, you know what, this week? This week is just your presentation week. You get a whole week to present these things.
Right.
No, you had a day to do that. Moving on.
Next.
Yeah.
And I don't think about it so much, maybe, obviously, I don't think about it at all for teaching.
Right.
I just think even with the job we do now,
mm-hmm.
we're expected to make decisions when a problem arises.
Oh, yeah.
You still need to collaborate with the team if something, you're like, oh, I don't know, say we've got an activity that needs taken care of.
Yes.
We still need to collaborate and come up with an idea for how that's going to work.
Who's in charge?
You're right. And then I guess at the end of the day, you got to reflect on, did I handle all these things right? And if not, I need to fix it now
mm-hmm.
before, you know, the next day comes in. So you are still doing that in different respects too that aren't even, I think your teaching was a good example.
But yeah, that's,
you know, for the listeners who don't do the teaching, we still all go with it.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're working in an office, freaking serving.
I mean, today.
Oh my gosh, serving. Like, you need time to strategically plan how I'm carrying 10 plates and taking care of 8 tables out there while smiling, and I'm right in the middle of my loodle phase. I'm like, oh, shit, man. Like, I don't have time for all this right now, and I'm expected to smile at you, too? Like,
right. Or, I mean, I'm thinking even today where it's just, we're trimming trees and we need somebody to come pick up the brush and we need to get this area cleaned and it's almost time to get ourselves into the office so we can start taking reservations. People are coming at us from all angles.
Right.
And sometimes we're sitting there with 5 people staring us in the face while we're on the phone and this guy just wants to chat for 10 minutes.
Exactly. And all that in one day.
And I'm pretty sure if I just got on the phone and thought, you know what? It's my menstrual phase.
not today. For real. Like, not today. You know, it's interesting, though, because you think, like, how much more effective could we possibly be as workers or students or whatever that could come down to? Because even if you're learning, like, in school, I meant not raw learning through life, but a student or whatever, if you could find a way to help stuff work with your cycle.
Yeah.
Even though the day is set up in 24 hours.
Right.
Having the knowledge, if there's certain ways, and again, it would depend on your job and everything. There's a lot in there.
Yes.
But you could possibly look at some of your stuff and say, I know my personal cycle.
Oh, yeah.
And the team's asking me when I can have this project ready. Why don't I push it to my week that I could work on that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense, you know?
And I think, I don't think I did this. I know I didn't do this, as in I knew what phase my cycle was in. But I go back to my teaching example. I knew sometimes that I am really on it this week. I am going to sit down here and I am going to lesson plan for a month.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure.
And I'm going to type up all my lesson plans for a whole month. And I know, like, I'm feeling it today.
You're putting yourself in a cycle.
Yeah.
You're like, and if I do a whole month, guess when you got to sit down next month? The same time.
Yeah.
When you're ready to roll.
So things like that. And so then I can, you know, if I had lesson planning time, I could use it in a different way each day if I, you know, set up or whatever.
Sure.
So I was able to do that. And if I had honestly understood my cycle and what phases I was in.
Right.
I could much easier set up certain things.
Yeah. And to set yourself up for success.
Obviously.
A little bit more.
Because, like, when you're not, it's just, it's going to lead to, come home emotionally drained.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that still could possibly happen. Obviously, it could still happen no matter what the day looks like. But people have been studying this now, which is why I think it's come out.
Yes.
Right? Like, that's the reason I got it. Someone sent me a TED Talk a year ago, which is how I first heard about it.
Sure.
And I had asked you, like, what made you think of this topic? Because I'd forgotten all about the TED Talk, honestly. And you're like, I don't remember where I read that at.
I read some.
But I think it's just coming up more.
Yeah. Yeah. I do just randomly read a lot of articles.
Fair.
When I'm in my resting phase.
Yes.
Rest and read.
Yes.
So, I think, you know, some things, if you're able to at work, if you're able to get yourself lined out and you understand your own cycle, is it possible for people to say, hey, I know that we've got this big project coming up at the park, right? Like, we're going to have to paint some cabins. Is it possible for me to say, hey, I know a week that might be really good to do that?
You know when would work best.
I could be your budgets for it this week.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I'm on this level or something.
Yeah.
Because it could increase your productivity, basically.
It could.
Right. Like, it could increase that.
Yes.
Which would probably reduce procrastination.
Exactly.
If you were at that point of, like, no, cycling it out for your cycle.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to procrastinate because I'm ready to do it this week.
Exactly.
Because I know that's my week for that. Like, that kind of
productivity. And you're not going to have
that kind of activity or whatever.
You know, like, brain fog or whatever going on that week or...
Yep.
Tired body. Like, sometimes my body's just tired. It's everything I can do to get out of bed sometimes, you know? So, I know when those weeks are, and those are really good weeks for me to work on paperwork or something like that. Some just, like, lighter.
But again, it really does depend on your job, because you can't always
it's
do that.
True. I know. You can't. Like,
there's no way for us to do paperwork for this job.
I know.
If we're not at work.
Exactly.
And then I'm thinking of a server or bartender. I don't have paperwork.
Absolutely not.
So it does, some of this could depend on your job. Obviously, we do understand that.
Yeah.
It's just, we want to talk about it because understanding it even just a little bit could help in some small ways.
I think it can help you in a lot, in ways of being like, oh man, I kind of get why I wasn't the best I could be today. On a certain task.
Well, that's your personal best that day, though.
It sure is.
And then you can give yourself a little more of a break from beating yourself up.
Yeah.
Knowing that if your job is super staying organized in your head.
Uh-huh.
For a million things, and you know you're on your brain fog week, then you're just let it be.
Right.
You don't go home as annoyed at yourself because you did the best you could for that day.
Exactly.
And you know, and you now understand even deeper reason of why.
Yeah.
That's where your best went, right?
I think, now, getting into this, though, we have to understand our cycles, and let's face it, we're in, like, this stage of life where...
You guys know it's our favorite topic some time ago.
Perimenopause.
Our
hormones are just wild sometimes. We don't even know what... Maybe a little TMI, but there was a month where I had two periods.
Yeah.
And they're not short ones.
Two menstrual phases.
Two menstrual phases in 1 month.
I'm like, yay. It was really fun.
We were having a really great time.
Yes. But that brings up a really good point of as your body changes, your hormones change.
Exactly.
Guess what's changing now? My phases,
my
productivity. That I just got my productivity lined up here.
Yes.
And now it's all messed up. Like,
it's a real mess now.
So yeah, you got perimenopause and hitting menopause.
Yeah.
So it does make it sometimes hard to, like, track all that.
It does.
What does that look like? Like, say once you get past the perimenopause.
And you're just in menopause at that point.
Right. They talk about that, you know, you get renewed clarity. Or consistency, because your hormones balanced out again.
Right.
But when you're hitting that perimenopause, and everyone goes through it differently.
Yeah.
For some people, they never felt a thing. I think they're lying. At some point, you're telling me your hormones didn't do shit. That's wild. But okay, cool, and good for you. I'm jealous.
Way to get it.
I'm jealous.
It's the same people that have had, like, 8-minute labor and their kid just popped out, like, I just had a baby.
Exactly, exactly.
I sneezed and
it came right out. It was fine.
Didn't even know.
So it makes another reason to look forward to it. But it does, you know, make it harder to track.
Yes.
But something to look forward to when it does happen that you...
When you finally when you finally hit menopause and you're no longer having that 28-day cycle, I guess what? At that point, we go through the same hormones as a man? Like, well, not as a man.
No.
Sorry.
No.
We're not turning into men at that point. But.
No, but it probably helps you regulate. Like, say you spent time, like, one of our listeners is in their 20s right now.
Sure.
Right. One of our 20-year-old listeners could take this knowledge and roll with it through their 20s and into their 30s. And so then by the time they do start hitting the perimenopause, even though it's hard to track where you're at with the hormone changes.
Right.
You're going to have a slightly better idea of how to tackle projects maybe a little bit differently.
True.
Or tackle things that come up at work a little differently.
Man, yeah, the more you know.
Yeah. So our lesson learned and growth earned on this is, you know, whether you're still cycling monthly or you're like us and having fun with the hormonal changes of perimenopause, or you're beyond that, you know, you got to sometimes think of, why are we still forcing everyone into a one-size-fits-all productivity model? And maybe it's time that we think work in a way that would flow with our biology instead of fighting against it, forcing it. So, you know, just take some of that knowledge and see if you can apply that
to your productivity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. In our next episode, we're going to explore TV shows. You're going to get our hot take on it. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite self.
And before we end today's show, we want to do a quick follow-up on how our gratitude week went.
Oh,
if all you listeners, yes, you know, hopefully we're following along or enjoying it, your week of gratitude. Ours started off great.
Yeah.
And I would say it just went from there.
It did.
And it really sparked some new conversations with some of our friends that listen to the show.
Yes.
Which is awesome. So
which
thank you.
We were grateful for.
We were grateful for it.
Very much.
So I think it had a rippling effect.
I like that.
Yeah.
Had like a little rock in the pond.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a fun week.
It was.
Yeah. So anyway, for those of you that did join us on that, thank you. It was a fun experiment and hopefully you keep going with it if you enjoyed it as well.
Yes.
All right. Now, if you enjoy what you're here, always be sure to leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. And then it also, if you leave us reviews, it helps other people find us. And make sure to like and subscribe on your favorite listening platform to catch all our future episodes.